Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome back to Old and Bold. It's your boy HP. That's Harry Finero. You know the name and you know the face, man. Excited to be joined by my co-host, the one and only.
Assalamu alaikum. Hey, someone called me Voldemort today.
Damn.
Yeah, Voldemort. I like that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't see where they're coming from though, because
you have Voldemort. And you've got Boldilocks.
Okay.
Yeah, you got
I remember the first thing I ever said to you about, I said that you're part of the Baldinian community.
That's a good community to be.
No, Baldinian community.
Do you think I'm like king of the bald people?
King's a bit crazy. I think you're
I don't think in the UK, no one gets violated for being bald more than me.
On a public platform, yes.
Come on, bro.
You're like number one
I'm the bald guy.
Organizer of destroyed about being bald. But in the world, nah, I won't say you're the number one.
Yeah, no, not in the world. Not in the world. I said in the UK.
Oh, okay.
UK. No. Come on, bro. I have to humble myself sometimes.
That's good.
I'm going through it, man, recently.
What?
As you can say, like, bro, I've worn this hoodie before on this podcast and I'm wearing it again.
But you know what? This is your comfort.
It is my comfort. Like, bro, I came in, do you know, I got basketball like later tonight.
Yeah.
And then I have a basketball coach, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a basketball coach. I go to him like twice a week. I get some one-to-one training. And then, because I really love basketball. I think I'm loving it more. But it takes me away from home a lot.
Mm.
But you know, I tell my wife all the time, I was like, you'd rather I be playing basketball than in a bando somewhere bagging up free fives.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm saying.
It's a good balance to have, isn't it?
You get me? So it's like, now you know where I am, you know where I play, you know the times I play. So it's like, you get me? And she's very great. Yeah, she's like, I understand. It's actually, I'd rather you be playing basketball, getting some exercise, than you just being on the street somewhere, you know what I mean, selling ass.
Yeah, selling ass. Or also whipping work.
Yeah, see?
Because then that would risk your freedom.
Yeah.
Then there would be no podcast with me and you.
Never.
And I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
I'd have to find... I actually would end the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
It would be the end.
Really? If there was one... If you... Genuinely, yeah. Would you rather...
Jamie Foxx. Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
What, you blame Monaco?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, first. No, generally, if you found out like, on a random day that, you know, I sold white and I was whipping Yola, like, and it was my
side
job.
The signs would be there though. You know, things
I don't
will
think
start.
You find out.
No, things will start to make sense. Like if I found out you were selling cocaine,
yeah,
I'd be like, okay, why is he always in a rush to leave? Sometimes
Doesn't equal cocaine.
No, that means you've got sales and you really need to go and lick them.
And I pulled out a brick. What if I pulled out a brick phone?
Yeah, or like if you had a mad Nokia, or the fact that you're dressed the way you are now, it might be inconspicuous. You might be thinking, ooh, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be loud. I don't want to be whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, there'll be certain signs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? And the fact that you always touch your ear as well. Maybe that's the cocaine.
I think, you know, it is. I'm very fidgety.
But that's because maybe it's seeped through your pores.
I used to smoke cigarettes back in the day. I quit in 2018.
How did you used to smoke them?
So I was a disc guy.
Okay.
I was
a disc guy. So you wasn't a disc guy?
No, but that's when it gets to the butt.
Okay, cool.
And the flick, I was top three flickers in the world.
Oh, yeah, top
the flick, I was, but I quit July 18, 2018. So almost 10
amazing,
years now.
I've been
cigarette free.
Yeah.
And so like, it's got to a point where even the smell pisses me off now. I don't even know how I did that. It's a disgusting habit.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know what I mean? So I know there's a lot of people that smoke cigarettes, but let's not lie
about
to
them.
Us.
We're not talking about them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not talking about them. Let's
talking
not
about,
lie to ourselves.
Talking
it's not
about
good
you.
For you.
Talking about you.
It's not good for you. It's bad for your health. It's bad for your lungs. All right,
we're talking about you.
Bad for your blood.
Can you stop now?
Okay. So it was bad for me. It was bad for my blood. It was bad for my teeth. Bad for my nails. And so usually they say, when you quit cigarettes, you either become very fidgety or you become very talkative. Do you get
you're
what I mean?
Both though.
I'm both, yeah.
So you're super.
I was drowned in tabacs.
Yeah. So did you used to bath with tabacs as well?
Not. What do you mean?
Did you used to put tobacco in your washing up stuff?
No. So I would put it in my coffee a little bit in the morning.
I was your coffee and cigarette, man.
Yeah, coffee.
Oh, that's top.
A blem and a cappuccino.
That's top two worst breaths ever. Yeah,
what, a cigarette and a coffee?
Oh, you know what it reminds me of? You know that like in school?
The rush you would get though.
Okay, that's like injecting yourself with methane solution.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know what I used to hate in school though, yeah? You see that when you're a teacher, like, let's say it's after the break.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like just before lunch, right? You have your two lessons, right?
Yeah.
And they would come up to you and ask you a question or tell you something, but so close to you.
Yeah, you could smell.
You can smell what time they put out the cigarette.
Yeah.
You can tell what time they sit that. And I used to hate it.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? Their teeth just used to look black and red.
Yeah, black and red.
Oh, bled. Horrible. Yeah, bled.
Yeah, they bled. Yeah.
So yes, that's a very bad combination to have.
Horrible.
You know?
I'll be real.
But what about a zoo and hot chocolate?
A zoo? Oh my God.
A zoo and hot chocolate, bruv. That's tangs. That is tangy. Oi.
Oh no.
You're just deeping it, innit? Because I know you've been around the mandem. Because you know what it is? I know what
hot chocolate, that is childish. That is so childish.
But it's the breath.
Yeah, it's the breath. I can't do all of it.
Horrible things. But before we get into all of that other stuff, on the 5th of March, it actually was a year since we started Old and Bold.
Yeah.
Our year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually you get people, that, you know, like Lara would hopefully come and bring us like some sort of gift.
Or maybe show her face.
Show her face, but she came empty-handed.
Yes.
And again, this is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
So sometimes if there's episodes where we don't film, it's not because we don't love you guys. It's just that—
It's Lara.
It's Lara. And the emotional toll that it has on us.
Yeah.
Especially as we're fasting, you know, we haven't even got an Eid gift or a Ramadan gift.
Nothing.
Not even a date.
Do you know what it is? I feel like Lara hates us more each time we come.
Yeah.
And I think it adds on every 10%. So remember when we first started coming, she used to bring us treats. Remember she used to bring
Brigadeiro. Yeah, Brigadeiro.
That little chocolate joints.
And you know what she used to say? Like, I made this, me and my mother.
Yeah, me and my mother.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
and it was great.
And she gave us a box each.
I had that box.
I tore that box as soon as I got into my car.
That box, I was in that box.
Yeah, genuinely, I ate that box. So I'm just...
I ate that box.
Yeah, so it was, I started eating the box as well. That's how nice it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was. It was lovely.
But anyway, jokes aside, we really love Lara. Actually, to be fair, without Lara, this podcast wouldn't be doing what it's doing. So shout out to Lara as well. What has been your highlight of filming this podcast?
I just feel like it's my highlight has been the whole year with this podcast, because I think it's just the feedback we've been getting from people saying, oh, like, this podcast sort of lightens their day, or like they're going through a tough time and then they watch our podcast and they feel like they're like a part of the mandem or part of the conversation and just somewhere they can just come and laugh. It's like a safe space for them. So even if it's just one person we do that for, I'm grateful, man.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. So I think it's the feeling I get from filming. Like, I don't actually care about the views or anything like that. I think it's different to what we do with everything else when it comes to YouTube and everything else that we do for work. But this doesn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like low-key, like man's therapy
or
a place where I can just chat to my brethren.
Yeah, definitely.
And you guys get to watch it as well.
And how far... And bro, with this podcast, a lot of people watch it, you know? Surprised. You'd be shocked.
I am shocked.
When I went to New York, randomly in the street... Little girl came up to me. Oh my God, I was just watching the Old and Bold podcast. Like, oh, and you're here. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I was like, word of my dad.
Yeah, word of my mother.
I can't wait to go to New York. New York's a lovely place.
Inshallah, I'll go again. I love that place. One of my favorite places to go to in America.
Genuinely,
as well.
Top three places in the world.
Yeah.
It's Wembley, New York, and what's that for? Bexley Heath. Is that a place? Oh shit! That's
in South.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Bexley Heath. Do you know how quaid that is from you?
I've never said that. I've never been there.
It is so quaid. But yeah, no, I do believe that it's a podcast for the people that actually enjoy our chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I was going to say to you before we started the pod? I went and took my son to a trampoline on the weekend, and this guy was like, "I love watching your pod," right? And usually sometimes I want to test them and say, okay, what was the last episode? What were we talking about, huh?
Yeah.
Just to see, because some people might see it, are fans of us and just want to say, we know you got a podcast, a big fan of it, because they know I'm not really going to ask. But anyway, he was just like, he went into detail. He was like, so I love watching you lot's pod, yeah? And at first, when you started going serious, I was like, you lot, shut the fuck up, man. What are you going serious for?
Mm-hmm.
Because now I appreciate it more because it's like, I'm getting to see a different side to you. And I said to him, I said, it's true, like, for us, we didn't want to be a serious podcast. We wanted to just
not
have fun.
It wasn't my intention.
But that's just not how life is, isn't it? Correct, sometimes there are things that are worth speaking about that are maybe a bit more deeper than us rapping all the time or us having scenarios. Do you know what I'm saying? So to see a young, maybe probably 18, 19, have that perception of it was really, really rewarding for me. You know, I was really happy about that. So shout out to whoever watches and likes the balance that we have, you know, whether it be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7 episodes.
Brother.
Sorry.
You're a grown man.
Yeah. No, I'm 34.
No, you're a grown
man. No, I'm 34
years
old.
You're Giannis here.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're Giannis.
I can think of both.
And I feel like it's made me, I think it's sort of character building for me. Because like, remember, even with you, like I've had this conversation with you, I didn't know how to deal with hate. Because I just thought, I'm just a YouTuber trying to get home and pay my taxes and go to sleep and eat food.
Yeah.
That's all I do. You know what I mean? But now I feel like, you know what it is? I saw this stand-up here with Cat Williams. Shout out to Cat Williams. He's not going to see this, so I don't even know what to say.
You know,
there's one thing guaranteed in life. It's death, taxes, and Cat Williams not seeing this.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, just in case. I'm just shouting him out anyways, because he helped me. So he was doing a stand-up here. This was years ago. And he must have said, yo, being hated on is a sign that you're actually doing really well. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, if you've got 25 haters at the beginning of January, you need to figure out how to get to 50 by the summer. Like, do you know what I mean? So I was just like, you know, he's got a point. Do you know what I mean? He's got a point. So yeah, I'm not saying I enjoy the hate, but now it's just like, if you hate on me and I know I haven't done anything wrong, I'm doing something right.
All right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm a good boy.
Speaking of Cat Williams, would he be a guest that you'd love to get on the pod?
I think you'd actually see me at the epitome of nervousness.
Yeah.
Like I would bug out. Like that's, I would love to have him here. I just want to pick his brain, man. It's bro, come on, man. Not everything.
Do you know what? I think they've hidden the Y button.
Yeah, I think
it's for a good reason.
No, that was
you want to pick his brain.
Yeah, sorry.
So which one he wants to give you?
Yeah.
That's mental, my boy, man. Honestly. Yeah, no, I'll be real. Cat Williams would be incredible just because of how, I mean, his last interview he did with Shannon Sharp, broke the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think he's got so much gems. He's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That would be I want him to cuss me. You know what? If I've got one... It's a double-edged sword because I really enjoy our duo eps.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're incredible. But I really do think we should be going for bigger guests sometimes.
Yeah.
Like guests that like are like a dream of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Like see when people come to the country and they do like press junkets and they're doing their film, the premieres and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They should be here with us.
Yeah.
Because we'd give them a laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But we've got to build. Yeah, we definitely do have to build. But I do feel like both of us are in a position where we can get those. We can get those names.
I just always don't.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I forget.
No, it's forget. And I'd also, I don't want to come across... Me, you know, I'm a big advocate for closed mouths don't get fed. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So like, if I ask someone to jump on my pod and they say no, all right, cool, I won't ask you again. As long as I've asked, I've tried. You get what I mean? But at the same time, it's a... I don't want to come across like I'm begging it.
Mm.
Where, do you get what I mean?
You know what though? I think that's, because I've been asked to go on a lot of podcasts and I've said yes. And it's literally simply, I've seen your podcast before. I've watched bare your clips. So of course I will jump on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they haven't seen what we've done, then they're more inclined to say no.
Yeah.
But if they have seen it and there's clips flowing around socials or whatever, and they're like, oh, this seems like a good thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would enjoy going on this pod. And I think they're more inclined to do so. So I think we just got to work harder.
Yeah, definitely.
That's just the reality.
Yeah.
You know, we are established from Wembley to Peckham, but we're trying to get it to Hollywood, to Italy.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm trying to say?
What you know is we need to go out there. I'll be real with you.
But then when we wanted to do another live show, you said no.
I said, if it's abroad, I'm so done.
Why not over here?
I hate the UK.
Okay, but the UK is a massive part of your following.
It is, yes. And I love them. But it's like, we also have horrible people.
Yeah, but that's not
And weird. The vibes ain't there, man.
Yeah, but that's negative. That's very negative.
No, it's just experience.
No, it's I'm negative.
Not, that's not even a...
It's fucking negative. And you know why it's negative? Yeah,
it's
because
negative,
we went and done Reading and Leeds and it was incredible.
Yeah.
Great experience.
But that's not the UK though.
What is it then? What is it then? What is it? You get me? I think we should definitely try and do a proper live show here. Because I think, in reality, in order for you to go out and like take over the world, you got to take over home first.
Okay, so let's make a deal. I do not mind doing I won't mind doing a live show here. Absolutely no problem. But I just want to do one abroad first. How about that? If we do one abroad first, then we come do it here.
Lara? Yeah. Yes?
Yeah, where are we going?
South Africa. Already, bro.
You just want to go South Africa.
Bro, I want to dance on stage.
Yeah, but you just want to go... No, I would love to do South Africa, don't get me wrong.
I just want
to
go there.
All right, so the deal
Cape
is...
Cape Town, Johannesburg.
Yeah. So the plan is we do a live show...
Even in Australia, I don't mind. Australia, okay. They love us out there as well.
All right, no, they do. We've been there before as well.
Mm.
So I'm saying, you want to do one abroad first.
Then I would then
in a
do
place
it.
That they don't really know you like that.
They do.
No,
that's what I'm
don't.
Saying. It's not random. I'm not saying flipping, let's
no,
go
no,
to
no,
Antarctica.
No. I'm pulling your leg.
Yeah,
I'm pulling
your
leg. They, of course they know
don't
who
pull
we are.
My leg. I don't want my leg pulled.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to be a leg puller.
Mm.
But yeah, okay, cool. So you're saying South Africa first, then London.
Mm-hmm. Bro, do South Africa. If we do anywhere else first,
yeah,
we could. Bro, I do not care. You'll never hear me complain about doing it here. I'll get there first.
Done deal.
That's it.
Now we got to figure out how to get to South Africa.
I think you go on. You go online and you book tickets and you just go there.
Okay, cool. But we need to find
out.
And
I got people out there, bro.
No, I know you
I'm
do.
I'm telling. Wallahi, I don't as well.
Yeah. I don't know
anyone in South Africa.
I know no one.
Yeah. So any. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, any. I mean, organizers and people that do that kind of stuff, event organizers, just shout me.
Just
man,
shout
DM
Lara.
Me.
Her address is 22 Cornfield Avenue, N1 6PF.
Yeah.
That's not Cornfield Avenue. Why does that sound like a place? Cornfield Avenue. Yeah. All right. So our most listened to episode was Shits and Gigs with 35,403.
Love those boys.
No, amazing.
Love those boys.
Shout out to them. They was part of my YouTube videos yesterday that I filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was there as well.
Oh, no, you wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And then our most viewed YouTube video with on the podcast was Shits and Gigs again.
Yeah.
746K views. Now,
They're just great guys, man.
They just
clocked the game and they're hilarious.
No, they are. And they've got a great chemistry.
Between them,
Between them two. And I know that they're clarting each other.
No, they are. At least, can I be real?
Yeah, for them
to say they haven't clotted once.
Yeah, I know they've done it. They've done it a few times.
Yeah, I know for sure.
And the way they look at each other as well.
Yeah, it's weird.
And they do things.
They know what each other like. I
think they know each other's weak spots as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like that's
James's like on button.
Yeah, that's his on button. And I think Fuad's one's here.
Yeah, Fuad's one's right there.
I think James can give Fuad one there and he's gone.
Yeah, he'll squirt.
Yeah, and do you know what? I'm happy for them. That's
over
the
moon for them.
Yeah, they seem to have found it.
They deserve it, man.
Yeah, they deserve it. No, jokes aside though, their success is something that makes me happy as well.
I love them, bro.
But yeah, people would always ask us, what's the advice to give to start a podcast? And it's funny that they ask us because we have nothing to do with that. You know, we do not control none of this. It's actually Lara.
Yeah.
So maybe speak to Lara.
Yeah, Lara.
Because Lara knows more than anything. But if I was to give some advice, I'd just say film a podcast or start a podcast with someone that you have a great off-screen relationship with, because then on screen it just looks organic, rather than someone that, like, when you finish filming you're like, well, I'll see you next week, I'll speak to you in a group chat.
That's genuine, that's the worst. You know what I mean, and also
there's boundaries that I know that I can push with you, vice versa, that I wouldn't be able to do with a random person.
Yeah,
and I think that's what makes it great as well. Also having a good team behind you as well that come up with concepts that you may not be able to think about, that's what we've got. So yeah, I think that would be my advice. What about you? Anything?
Yeah, you pretty much took everything off the table. There's nothing for me to eat. But yeah, just to sort of echo and to sort of add on and to sort of maybe garnish what you've said.
Yes, of course.
So definitely, do find someone that you generally do have funny conversations. It depends what kind of podcast you're going for. If you want to start a podcast and talk about, you know, the political and sociological issues on the far right, then find someone that you actually have those conversations with. Yeah, I mean, the back and forths, the debates and that kind of stuff. And say, hey, let's do this on camera. Do you know what I mean? Let's see what the people think. Do you know what I mean? See who they agree with, other things we can talk about. Or if you just want to do what we do and just, you know, just open a camera, get some microphones and talk shit.
Open a camera.
Open a
camera.
Brother, me.
How'd you open a camera?
You see when I'm cooking. Yeah. Don't just come into the kitchen and say, what's for dinner?
Woo!
Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So like, you know what I mean? Just let me cook.
Yeah.
So yeah. So So first thing would be probably find out who you want to start with, and just start. Do you know what I mean? Make sure they're as serious as you. Make sure they don't come in on a half-hearted one. Even if they do, like, they might put 100 in once they see like how enjoyable a podcast actually is. Because bro, look at where I'm sitting right now. I got my I've got socks on with a couch with my
right behind Darkest is some anime. The back of the car's where my hammer stay. You can't use my gun for distributing, but my hammer spray.
Oh, do you know about O Solo?
Nah.
He's a battle rapper, yeah. Genuinely, one of my favorite battle rappers. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's not even like bars. It is bars, but it's just funny. He was like, when I was 11, I turned 13 because I don't fuck with 12.
Yeah, I've seen that bar. I've seen that bar.
What kind of dressing you like on your knuckle sandwich?
Yeah, it was a knuckle sandwich. No. That would piss me off. That would actually piss
me off. I'll bang him if he said that to you.
You'd what?
No. Brother, come on. Stop. When I'm trying to, listen, bro, if I've indicated left, don't say go right. Like, you're taking me down a path I wasn't going down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready to rap.
Yeah.
I sold a lot of drugs. That means I'm ready to trap.
Yeah. Woo.
Round of applause. I'm ready to clap. I got a dog on me. I'm ready to staff.
Ooh. Don't turn on the sink if you ain't ready to tap.
You done a bit of coke, but are you ready for crack?
Let's do the relay. You ready for the lap?
You mean I'm ready for track?
Woo.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
You know what it is? I clutched though.
Yeah.
We need to warms up again.
A little bit, yeah.
Because we've lost it a little bit.
Yeah. You're going to start rapping again, aren't you?
I'm wearing something plain, but it's a little drip. She took a picture of me, that's a little flick. Do stools, that's a little stick.
I thought it was a fart, it was a little shit.
Half a beezy, that's a little brick.
So, bro, just in general.
Yeah, I'm good. So, essentially, look, so I feel like hypotheticals are the
that's
things.
That's a good tracksuit, by the way.
Yeah, no, it is good.
What's that?
You know what it is.
Lululemon?
Nah.
Oh, the Foot Asylum joints. Shout out to Foot Asylum, man.
Salih, bro.
The people that work at Foot Asylum now, love them. It's not like the people that I loved before I didn't like, but I'm just saying,
I'm going to shout them out.
Please.
Amy Hendry.
Yes. Oh, brother, if that's not number one.
Amy Quill.
If that's not number two.
Then we got Hannah Teasdale.
Yes.
That's my dog.
Yeah.
Amy Horner.
Amy Horner. It's Fauna, isn't it? Is it Horner? Fauna?
Horner.
Horner. Yeah.
And then Rayner. Shout out to Rayner.
Rayner's a good friend
Rayner
of mine.
Rayner does the styling and stuff. Rayner's my dog.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
people.
Then them five, well, I'll leave it there because I don't want to get everyone too gassed.
But a shout out to mainly the three Amys.
No, the three Amys.
My dog.
No, and Hannah as well. Hannah's a newbie. She just got injected into the Foot Asylum community.
I don't think I've met her before.
You have? She was on the last shoot.
What shoot?
The last shoot. For the blast shoot. Ask Mask.
The one we did with Braz and Tyreek.
She was there.
Oh, I'm horrible. I'm horrible then.
No, but she's new.
I'm
she's
sorry,
new.
Hannah.
She's new. She's newish. She's
I'm sorry,
new.
Hannah.
She's newish.
You deserve better.
She's newish. All right. So, you know me, I like my hypotheticals. For the wetticals, ask medical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, okay, guys, I have a condition and it's rule of three. And I'm going to stop doing it now. I've actually realized that it's actually, I took my mum out to dinner for iftar with my family and I was doing it to the waiter.
Mm-hmm.
So then the waiter was like, do you want to do any takeaway? Yes, yeah. So I was like, yeah, can I do some takeaway for the wake away? Ask bakeaway, your bakeaway. I be getting an oven for the oven, ask bother. And then my mum was like, shut up. Like she was actually fuming that this is what I'm doing. And I've got a problem and I'm trying to stop it. So if you see me continue doing it, guys, please forgive me, yeah?
I think it's an illness.
It is an illness.
Yeah, it's an illness, yeah.
It's actually suck because I can't stop.
Yeah, rule of threeism.
Yeah, rule of three. And it all started from Chunks.
I beg you, do me a favor. Call Avelino right now and just show them how you guys have a conversation.
Okay, cool. So Avelino is like one of my dear friends, yeah? So just watch this. No, and we have said to each other we're going to stop doing this, yeah? But I'm calling him on WhatsApp. He might not answer this one.
Bro, you lost it. He's not a bridging like that.
I'm calling him up. Yo. What are you saying for the way in us laying?
Yo.
What'd you say?
What happened there?
Oh yeah, no, sorry. I basically, you know, I've stopped doing rule of three. But I'm sorry. But it's good to know that you understand that I need to stop this and it's a sickness. So thank you so much.
Hey, you need to stop that for what now? I'll smoke that. Yo, what are you clean that? Nah, I'm joking.
Yo, is that Avelino for the Wemo? Ask Primo. Yo, Primo, is that Sharky?
Oh, is that my mother for the one? Ask mother. Yo, mother, where the Romsey for the onesie? Ask Romsey. Yo, Romsey, why you need a rum there for the one day? Ask bum there. Yo, but that's a bum, man.
He's sick in the head. He's sick. Oh. He's sick.
Hey, Avelino. I'm trying to tell man, I'm stopping rule of three. But then Darkest said, yeah. Darkest was like, oh, cool Av and see how these lot talk, yeah. So when I said rule of three and you went mad, then you went straight into it. I said, see what I'm saying? It's difficult.
Nah, I relapse still.
All right, now man's going to stop anyway, man. But I'll shout you after.
That's
still.
It, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yeah, back to square one, man, for the way on. I'm sorry, on your
way. All right, man. Sorry, guys. Well, yeah, that's...
All right, no, I love it. What a guy.
Avelino. All right, cool. So we're going to do some hypotheticals, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through all of them and then we just dissect the conversation, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are some of the hypothetical scenarios that people often use for games. One of them is, we're going to call this section Animal Chaos, okay?
Okay.
If all animals could talk for 10 minutes once a year, which animal would cause the most problems? Now think of all the animals in the world.
Flies.
Okay.
They would talk shit.
They literally would because
they talk shit as well. Yeah.
So you think a fly, so just think of it, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. All the animals in the world.
Mm-hmm.
A fly is the one that...
I'm telling you, I feel like I'm not going to believe that flies aren't racist because they are. No, they are. They are. No. But I'm just saying, like, they're not racist towards one race.
Mm.
They're racist towards whatever. So like, there's some flies that might not like white people. There's some flies that might not like black people. Do you know what I mean? And so on and so forth. So... I feel like...
So what constitutes of a fly liking a black person? Is it because it was landing
okay,
on
so
the skin?
Okay, so like for example, if you... Have you ever, you know, swatted a fly and you killed it, right? And then one appears 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And you're just like, didn't I just kill you? But no, it's his brother. Mm. So like they're all part of the same family and all that family now, you know what I mean? They don't like us.
So do you reckon as an organization...
Yes.
of flies.
Yeah.
That literally they attack different races.
Yes, definitely. Do you know how much flies are in the world, bro? You know, for each individual in the world, there's 17 million flies.
No way.
Wallahi, bro. That's the fact, anyways, that I saw the statistic. I don't want to say wallahi, like, but I'm just saying wallahi, Neve, that's what I believe. Neve,
could you check that, please? Because sometimes Darkest says that's what's things, been equi-
yeah?
And I don't believe that there is any truth to what he's saying.
Let me just say this. Because I said wallahi. Let me just rephrase it. Wallahi, that's the stat I saw.
Okay. Wow.
17 million flies for each person in the world.
Fez.
I told you, bro. You gotta just talk shit.
Fez.
You gotta just talk shit.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think flies?
Flies would talk shit.
I think dogs. Shit. Dogs and cats. Because dogs and cats are around human beings more as pets, mm-hmm, than flies. Flies are just, they're cutting through. So they see the world. They see everything,
they
right?
They see everything, yeah.
But dogs and cats are specific. So, you know, like, for example, if you're on the phone, yeah? And chatting to your friends and you're like, bro, this girl don't even like me, man. You get me? Bro, I'm done with her, man. I'm done with her. But your dog has seen everything.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your dog was like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, imagine this.
Imagine.
No, imagine. You brought a girl to your house.
Yeah.
Let's say, this will never happen to us, yeah, because we're not the kind of guys. But I'm just saying, let's say you have a pet dog, you live by yourself. Yeah. You have a girlfriend as well. Your girlfriend's gone, week holiday, gone. You bring another girl over.
Oh.
You bring another girl over, yeah. And your dog's seen everything. Your dog has seen everything. He's seen the girl walk in, you take her upstairs, you lock lips on the banister, whatever, go upstairs. He hears the noises. Week, month passes by. It's now his time to talk. Your girl's there now. He snitches on you. Would you abandon, can I be real with you? Would you put that dog down? Yeah,
I'd hold the dog like this and jump out the window. We both have to go. We both have to go, man. Do you know what? It's like, and imagine if the dog backs out a phone with its little paws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, its little paws goes.
Yeah, it goes like this.
This is the information. Yeah. I screen recorded everything. I recorded every movement that they made, the sound she made. Also, just want to let you know, Jemima, she wore your lingerie. She wore your lingerie. Okay, let's role reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go on a holiday and then your dog or your cat just randomly starts talking. It's the first time you've ever heard this cat talk, mm-hmm, yeah? And then it goes, all right, Darkest. And then you're like, oh, who the hell said that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's your cat. Mm-hmm. And the cat goes, I've got some news for you. Your missus has been unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
Harry actually came here. And at first I thought, you know, he's just dropping over some stuff, food or whatever. I've never seen him here before, but hey. And things just took a turn for the worse. They started making a lot of noise. Now I thought, you know what, let me just
say this example again, but don't use you as an example. I don't like the fact that it's you. I don't like the fact that it's you. Just say it's a random guy, bro. Because now you're doubling the pain. Now it's one of my dogs. You're doubling the pain. Don't do that. Okay. I know this is hypothetical.
Yeah.
But the image it creates in my head.
No, no. It's,
I don't like it.
Now you don't like me.
Wallah, I'm going to rip this pillow
off. Yeah, no, I get you. Yeah, I understand. Okay, cool. Let's use someone else.
Call him Jack.
Okay.
Actually, I know a Jack. Make him Douglas.
Jackson.
I don't mind a Jackson, yeah.
All right, so Jackson, yeah. So Jackson's a good friend of yours now. Boom, Jackson. Yeah, Jackson's come in now. And yeah, I just thought, you know what, let me follow them up to the room. And I saw things.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you wouldn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the footage.
Mm.
What do you do there and then?
I'd marry the cat. And but I'll be real, I'm leaving immediately. Yeah. You know it is though. Oh my God. Do you know this is such a bittersweet feeling to feel, but don't you wanna, let's say a cat tells you this, yeah? Mm. The cat tells you this, but then your wife don't know that you know now. How would you go about telling you? How would you go about telling
Okay, so this is why I would. Fun.
Oh, this is what I said. This is why it'd be bittersweet. It'd be bittersweet.
Okay, so.
It's a shit feeling, but it'd feel good.
So basically, I would have to come to terms with this is what's happened now.
Yeah.
Deal with that pain. And once I'd come to terms with it, yeah, I'd start little things like, do you know what? One thing I love about our home, yeah, is I always know when someone's been here. Like, I always know when someone's been in this house, like...
You know, and then I'd leave it there. I'd leave it there, And then I watch her bug out for a bit, talk about something else. Oh yeah, so yeah, I was playing basketball earlier, but have a normal conversation. Maybe the next morning, I'll be like, let's say you don't have kids. Oh, you start thinking of baby names. He's like, oh, what do you want to name my first kid? He's like, oh, if it's a boy, I think we should name him Jackson.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
That's a second drop.
Oh, that's a second drop. Yeah. That's a second drop.
The third one, I think I'd be like, listening to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, listen to Michael Jackson. Yeah,
play Michael
Jackson. I feel like a Jackson's been in this house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how much I love MJ.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love Michael Jackson.
I'd love to be part of the Jackson 5.
Yeah. Or I'd specifically put on a show where the man has left and the wife has cheated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, you see these? Watch it, hey, babe. Aye, see, watching these.
If that was me, I said, I'll burn that. That would be me. I'll burn this yard.
That's why I love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, them ones.
And then them ones.
Hey, you know, I'd make her suffer.
You know the way she starts stuttering?
Yeah, literally. I want to see her sweat.
Yeah, like, and then I start sweating. And then go, oh. Babe, you see on, just quickly out of curiosity, yeah, because I know you was at home on your own, yeah, but where was you at 6:47 on the, I said exact time and everything.
Yeah.
Then I want to see how she bugs.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
If she starts stuttering,
and it'd be, you know, it'd be at the most random moment. Like, I'd say, you know, babe, let's go on holiday. Mm. We'll go on holiday. Let's say.
No, that's too far. Holidays too.
It's not too far. I've been fucking cheated on.
Yes, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Course,
I've been cheated on. I don't care. Don't tell me how to react.
How long are you going to stay in this relationship for?
Okay, I'll be real. A month. I'm. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm petty enough to see us both lose.
Yeah, I'm genuinely.
So, bro, you know what I'd do? I'd go to the Maldives, for example. Mm. Yeah, the Maldives. The Maldives is like 90% water, right?
Mm.
So, like, that's irrelevant. So we'll go to the Maldives. I'll make her think, yo, this is just, you hear me? Live life on the beach. Blah 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 blah. I tell her there and then. I tell her there and then. And then I'll just, you know, we go to sleep, I'll fly out the next day and leave her there. That's what I do.
What if now you get to the airport and you see Jackson?
And I Jackson walk in. Ah, you left. Hey, she's still here, yeah? There's a civil war. There's a civil war.
It has to be.
No, I have to.
It has to be.
Someone has to die!
See what I'm saying about dogs and cats?
Yeah.
They see things. They can cause real life problems.
I'm telling you, because they see everything, bro.
All right. If you had a pet and your pet could report you to the police, what crime would it accuse you of?
What crime would he assume me of? Oh, I'd do a lot, you know.
So your pet literally can literally say to you, I'm telling the police because of this. One thing that you do, and it's illegal. Or not?
I don't do anything illegal though.
Okay, let's say it wasn't illegal, but it became a crime. Something that you do a lot.
Okay, now.
I think mine would be for something very, very simple.
What?
Farting.
Yeah.
Because I love farting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get a joy out of making a lot of noise doing it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't care less. I don't care if it doesn't sound sexy, if it's not, ooh, I do not care.
Mm. I think it's a burst. It's
the joy I get from letting off a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And mine don't stink that much as well. Yeah, I need one of those ones as well. Because
Have you ever farted so good, yeah? Like you felt like you lost weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you felt like all your problems and your worries came with that fart.
Stress out of my body.
I swear, me too. Well, I'm not even joking. I'm talking about like,
oh, I'm depressed.
Yeah. Definitely.
Who needs a therapist?
Mm-hmm. No, it's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw a pair of underwear in the elevator the other day.
Yeah.
Is that something you call the feds for?
It depends on, I mean, it could be evidence for something.
That's what I'm saying to you, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you know it is. I'm not really one for PDA anyways, but in an elevator, have some shame.
No, but you know what? Sometimes, yeah, and I'm not speaking for myself, but some people, like, literally, they want to clot so badly.
Just wait till you get home.
No, but they can't, though. No, I don't mind PDAs.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah.
But if I saw someone kissing in public, oh, it's cute. You know what I'm saying?
No, but have you ever seen someone proper lips? Like, I'm talking like they're sucking
face.
Yeah,
usually when they yacked off their face. When they yacked off all their of face, yeah, and it's like...
Yeah, that's them ones, there. Them ones, in the middle of the street. Yeah,
can you give me a second, though?
Yeah.
Allow me.
Yeah.
And if I'm with my ute, man, allow me as well. Yeah.
Dad, why are they touch? What are they doing?
Yeah, that's mental.
I don't know how to
that's
explain mental. It.
All right, I've got a question, yeah? If pigeons suddenly started charging rent for sitting on buildings, which cities would go bankrupt?
Ooh, that's a very good... I'd say London. There's a lot of fucking pigeons here.
London. What other cities have... Amsterdam?
Pigeons are basically flying rats, isn't it?
Ooh, that's a good way to put them, you know?
They are though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way, did you know pigeons' legs are connected to their heads? That's why every time they walk, they do that. Like their legs literally goes like this to their neck.
You know what I'm going to ask you?
No.
Thank you.
No, don't Google it.
Yep, I am.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it.
I am.
Don't Google it. Because don't Google it.
Sometimes you say things.
No, I just made it up. I'm telling you. I just made it up. Okay. But it made sense, no?
Well, okay.
Please don't do that. No, don't. No.
Okay.
Pigeon's head on. Oh my God. Pigeons. Yeah, I thought you came clutch, innit?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You came clutch.
I didn't see them not. Pigeons' heads are not physically connected to their feet. Shit. So why do they move their neck like that every time
What's the lifespan of a pigeon?
3 to 7 years. Why do you double check everything?
Because I need to know.
I need to know.
And then also, yeah, how do pigeons have funerals?
3 to 6 years. Oh my God.
You're very good at this.
Oh my God, I'm the guy.
6 years.
I'm the pigeon king.
All right, but when they die, where do they go?
I think they die wherever they are. Really? Yeah, I think they die wherever they are.
Do pigeons have eyes at the back of their head?
Why?
Because they can see that you're going to stomp them, but when they're facing forward.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they have senses that are super powerful? Are their bodies connected to the ground?
Well, do you know, they have eyes on the side of their head, sort of like antelopes and gazelles. So antelopes and gazelles, they have eyes on the side of their head so that they can see their prey, like from the peripheral. Their peripheral is mad. Mm. Have you ever seen a gazelle just cheetah come behind it? It'll go and start ducking. How the hell do you see back there? So I'm just saying, yeah, just the design of these animals are actually beautiful.
Yeah, but I didn't answer my question though.
Sorry, where were you going?
Do they have eyes at the back of their head?
No, they don't. Have you ever seen eyes on the back of their head?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Mm,
Harry?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I think Amsterdam have a lot of...
I really want to go to Amsterdam, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to go to Amsterdam.
I can't lie.
By the way, do you know this? I just want to go to... I want to go to the red light district and say, no, 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 no,
I never forget though, yeah? So I went to Amsterdam...
What is the red light district?
I'll tell you now.
Okay.
2010, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Went with the boys and we went to the red light district, right? Now, I remember my friend standing outside looking at this lady who was obviously selling poussoir.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at her and he said, why are you doing this? Like he was genuinely like sad that this was what she chose to do for work.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at him like, you know, it's literally like a movie. Like I had to like...
Yeah, pull him over. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
You can't change.
He's giving life advice.
I think he wanted to sponsor her life, change her life. Yeah. But the funny part of that was the next day we saw her in the town center. She was driving a 1 Series BMW and Louis Vuitton purse and top and bottom.
Yeah.
So she was doing really well for herself.
Are they hiring?
No, what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying.
No, but do you know what? Red Light District is a place where...
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Prostitutes, you know, legally are allowed to make money from having sex.
Okay.
And people go there and they do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, would I do that? Nope.
Mm.
It's not a thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cleanliness aspect of it always...
But I'd like to think, you know, they do thoroughly clean themselves and stuff
I think they have a sink. Mm. And then they also have... You know, I'm sure they wear protection as well,
mm-hmm.
which obviously, you know what I mean? But let's say, for example, though, yeah, you went to a red light district and then you saw me in the window. You saw me in the window. What would you do?
I'll be real. I don't think I can fuck you up. Yeah. But wallahi, I'll try.
I get it.
I would genuinely try.
I would.
Like you're holding one. Like you have to hold. You have to hold one.
Please, because clearly I'm not thinking straight.
No, something's going through your head.
I don't care
what your reasoning is, what you're doing this for. You have to hold a bang and then get, what are you doing, bro?
No. Red light district though, it is.
Who's the one person you'd see at a window and would genuinely make you laugh? Who's the one person you'd see?
Like person that
I saw Chunks there, I wouldn't laugh, but if I saw him in a window like that, Yeah, I can't lie. I think I'll drop on the floor in tears.
I think AI has
taken over everything.
No, it's got to a level where they can actually now make glass look like it's real.
Yeah, and if I saw them open like this.
No, if I saw him doing this.
No, that one.
If I saw him doing this.
No, I would cry.
Oh, and then he ran away when he saw me.
And he ran away when
Oh, God damn it.
But you know, guys, we're not judging anyone that does that. I mean,
No. We actually encourage it as well. It's good for the soul.
Yeah, yeah. Do what you gotta do.
All right, if you could only communicate using song lyrics, how long would you survive a job interview?
Okay, using song lyrics?
Yeah. All right, excuse me. So your name is Darkest. What made you say you want to, you know, come and work here at the Old and Bold production company studios?
Do you remember the time when we fell in love?
I don't remember us being in love, sir.
Do you remember, girl?
I don't remember. Sorry, no. Could you go back to the question, please? What made you want to work at Old and Bold?
Blame it on the goose. Got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drunk.
Don't seem to understand what you mean, sir.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Okay. So you was drunk. So that's the reason why you wanted to work here. Okay. What skills do you reckon you could add to the Old and Bold community, knowing that, you know, we are looking for emerging talent and people that work really well?
I got this icebox where my heart used to be.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you are very cold-hearted when it comes to delivering work, which is something we really are looking for. Finally, what would you say is the biggest part of your, you know, attributes, should I say, when it comes to working in the team?
Living on a prayer.
Ah, God-fearing. Mm. Okay, yes, Darkest, you have the job. Well done. Is there anything else you want to say to me before we leave?
I was born a champion.
That's amazing. Great spirit. See you on Monday, Darkest.
All right, that was good.
that's not easy to do, though.
That's not. I had to keep thinking of songs. I went to Chris Brown.
What would you rather? Teleport anywhere, but arrive slightly sticky, or fly, but only 2 feet above the ground? Two feet above the ground.
What was the first one?
Teleport anywhere, but you always arrive slightly sticky.
I'll do that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do that one. I'd love to teleport. That would be my choice of superpower.
Teleport?
Yeah. Are you crazy? No one would beat me.
Yeah, true.
Teleport. Are you insane, bro?
So imagine a beef's happening. Are you, man? Is that you?
I don't think so. My phone's here.
That was your phone.
I'm sorry.
That happens.
No, bro, I'm genuinely like, you see, bro, one thing I've learned.
It's a respect thing at the end of the day, bro.
I respect my youngers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say elders, but you're not. Anyway. Yeah, imagine you're in a man that's a beef now. You just backed out a stick. Like, he's just red. He's, I Darkest. What would you say?
I'll teleport behind him and bite his ear. I'm like, what you say, little nigga?
Do you know what? If someone done that and bit my ear.
I'll just say I'm sorry.
That's the craziest part of everything. Because now, you've shown me you do judge. You're a judge now.
Yeah.
And then you bit my ear.
Yeah.
What about if they slap your bum as well?
I don't mind a little ass slap here and there, you know.
See? I don't know about
you. All right, man. I've done it to you bad times.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. If your superpower was summoning.
Summoning?
Summoning.
Yeah, summoning. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I clutz, man.
What?
My English is shit.
It's like deep, bro. It happens. You're not perfect. God didn't make anyone perfect.
I know I'm not, but so just...
you're allowed to make mistakes, bro.
Oh.
It's fine. It's a safe space.
Okay, if your superpower was summoning.
Summoning, you said it.
Whew. A random object once a day, what's the worst thing you could accidentally summon? Like the worst thing. So you're in mid-fight.
Yeah.
There's a villain right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to summon this crazy something to help you in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
What's the maddest thing that you could do?
As in the worst thing? The worst
thing? Worst thing ever.
Bonnie Blue. I'm telling you, bro, because I don't... Listen, bro, it could happen.
So go on, how'd you do it?
All right, so I might just say, for example, you get me, Bonnie Blue. And then she appears out of nowhere.
No. Like, you've got a thing where you, like, your superpower is, let's say you go, Onto Leko.
Yeah?
And then usually when you say Onto Leko, the thing comes out,
something.
Solo leveling,
yes, yes.
Sim, something like that.
So if I go Hojineko,
yeah,
and Bonnie Blue shows up,
what'd you do then?
I'll be real. I'm just gonna have to free it. I'm done.
Do you say to the opposition, you've got me?
No, we're done. I'm sorry. And Bonnie, I'm so sorry I've brought you here, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying to you? I didn't want you. I was looking for, you know what I mean? The Bonnie Blue came.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because the Bonnie Blue.
No, the Bonnie did Blue. Yeah, of course.
So, but then you came. So I'm sorry for putting your life on the line and you are going to die. So I'm sorry.
Okay, cool.
That's what I do, yeah.
What would be the maddest thing that I could back out? It's tough. If I was looking for a knife, yeah, and I summoned a dildo, but a floppy one, not one that's like stiff, like a one that moves around and that, or a flower. You know them flower things that these, the suction thing that girls are doing that these days and that, yeah? If I backed out one of them ones there, I think
if I saw you try to fight with that, No, brother. I don't care if you win the fight. You've lost.
I've lost.
You've lost the war. You've lost the battle. You've lost everything.
No, it would be a sad day in history for me. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Hey, can I ask you a mad? Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Would you rather? Sorry, just to go left a little bit. Mm. Would you rather get cheated on or ghosted?
Ghosted. Ghost me.
Really?
Ghost me, man. Don't exist anymore. I don't care.
Like you're in a relationship, would you rather she just disappears and from ghost your life, she never messes
you? The reasons
you?
Why she ghosted me isn't because she cheated and she feels bad about it. It's because she just probably wasn't interested anymore, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now if I was married, still.
Let's say you're married.
No, I still want to be ghosted.
So drop, what?
Yep. Then nah. Cheated on.
Yeah. I'd rather be cheated on.
Do you know what's crazy? Both situations end in us not being together no more.
Yes, I understand. But one would hurt more than the other.
Ghosted. I don't know what's happened. She's just gone.
That's horrible.
Then I know what's happened. She's still here.
Yeah, if she's cheated, now you're here. But I just know what you've done.
Every time you see that person, you're going to be reminded of the fact that she cheated on you.
But then if she ghosts you, you're going to constantly be wondering, where the hell is my wife?
I won't be constantly. I think for a little bit, I'll be
your wife just disappeared one day.
I've seen movies that are good. That'll be a good movie.
Life ain't no movie.
It's not.
You can't drink it up like a smoothie.
Not a smoothie.
It's about to get groovy.
Groovy!
So, bro, I'd rather get cheated on than ghosted. Ghosted's mad, man. Ghosted's so deep. Like, why would you? Who are you? Who do you think you are?
Neve, would you rather get ghosted or cheated on?
Exactly. Oh wait, I said cheated on. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You rather get cheated? Ghost, bro. Ghost, man. Leave.
I'm talking. Okay, even if you're married.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program for $99. Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh my God.
My heart can't take that.
You think my heart can take getting ghosted? You wake up one morning, you look left, she's not there. You're thinking, where the hell is my wife?
Okay, if I find out,
you call the police. Where's my missus?
If I find out, but the thing is, ghosted in the sense of she's still alive, but she's just ghosted me. I'm fine with that.
Okay, you get cheated on and you get ghosted. Which one would affect your sleep more at night?
Cheated.
No.
Because the ghosted, I don't know what's happened. I just know she's not here.
So I wouldn't sleep, bro. Are you crazy?
Cheated,
I'll go to sleep. I'll be fuming.
I'll be like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, she was making those noises as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say to you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'll be thinking about. Ghosted, I can deal
ghosted,
with that.
Ghosted, I think my sleep's affected for a month or months.
Okay, but then you find someone new and you're not ghosted anymore.
Yes,
but you find someone new, you're going to be thinking that, is this person going to cheat on me again?
But I'll be so clingy because my last one just left without saying anything and I don't even know why.
Okay, well, that's a you thing. Me, I'm saying ghost me.
No.
Ghost me.
No, I'd rather get cheated on. Because then if we get cheated on, it's a problem, yes. But then now I can address it. I know what's happened. I'm kept in the loop.
Are you staying with that person if they cheated?
Hell no.
So,
but then at least I'm in the loop about what just happened. Okay, I know what happened.
And then now you become the person that was going to be sketchy every time you're in a relationship. I would just know, yeah. I think I'll be more like, anyone can leave at any given second. So I think I'll go into relationships.
But you deserve to know why.
But I can't because it's your hypothetical, mate.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You didn't say to me, I get to find out why.
No, but I'm saying you get to, I'm not saying you do. That's the whole point of getting ghosted. Ghosted means I just left.
Ghost me. I don't want to be cheated on, bro. Ghost me.
All right, cool.
Because the thing is, yeah, I'd rather have no one there than someone there that made me have no one there.
Okay, so you're rather saying you'd rather not have information than have all the information.
Yeah. It's the same thing about me going through someone's phone. I don't want to go through your phone.
Neither do I.
Because if I go through your phone, I have everything.
Yeah.
I'd rather not know and you tell me, hey, look, I don't like you no more. I've been speaking to other people than me seeing it. I'd rather you tell me. But then in the same breath, I would rather...
Exactly, you'd rather they tell you.
Yeah,
so
tell
you want
me,
all the
yeah?
information.
Yeah, no, I'd rather someone tell me, yo, I'm not fucking with you no more, than find out that they're cheating on me. Tell me, hey, look, I don't feel you no more. I feel like I'm finding other people attractive now, Harry. You know, don't really like you anymore, Harry. I prefer that than walking in my house one day and then I just see my wife and dogs.
Yeah, I agree with you on that hypothetical. I'm with you on that. You know what I mean? But that's not ghosting.
All right, put it this way. Because I think that everything has a price. Let's say your wife is not your wife now, but let's say hypothetical wife, yeah? She is the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
She's put you in your will, in her will.
Mm-hmm.
You live in a house that's worth 20 M's. You get a monthly allowance of 1.2 M's, yeah?
Bomber, yeah.
Okay, no, let's be realistic.
100 grand.
100 grand.
On a month, yeah.
She goes, but that still continues. Do you care?
But then I still get 100 grand a month?
Yeah.
Love, I'll be real. Like, money's an evil thing,
it's
bro.
It's evil.
Money's an evil
thing. It's evil Knievel, because you're evil not going to care. Who yeah. cares about that anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, I just think that I just would rather be ghosted. Like, in a normal relationship, if I was speaking to somebody and they just said, I'm up and gone and I didn't know, I'd be pissed. I'd try and contact them. I'd speak to their friends. And if they're like, we don't know where she is, I'd speak to call the police, call the ambulance.
We can't find her.
Can't find her. Yeah, I'll be a bit stressed. But then I'll be like...
A bit stressed?
Yeah, I'll be stressed. But then I'll be like, she's gone somewhere.
Okay, let me say it like this then. You're with her, you're married for 5 years.
Mm.
You are married for 5 years. Would you rather she cheats on your ghost? Think about what would mess you up here. Because really think about it. She just got... you're with her 5 years. You wake up every single day together. Yeah? You see her every single day.
Ghost. She's coming back.
No, she doesn't come back. That's the whole point of ghost.
That's what keep myself saying. She's coming back. And any woman that I end up falling in love with, yeah, I'll say, listen, at any given moment, this could end.
Yeah.
She could come through this door.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe, guys,
yeah.
Just be careful. Yeah. All right. Maybe be my part-time girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Until I know she's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
After 10 years, if she don't come back, done.
No. I'd rather, you know, they're both shit situations to be in.
Yeah, both.
But genuinely, I feel like what would hurt me more is getting ghosted. Like completely you just disappear and I don't even know why. Because now left me to have a conversation with myself.
Imagine this then. Imagine you get ghosted this way. You're watching a series with your partner. You go to the toilet. You come back, she's not there no more.
She's completely gone.
You don't hear the door. You don't hear nothing.
Just disappears.
Gone.
My mind would be fucked.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'll be done.
What
the hell just happened? I'll look in the microwave. Like, I'll look everywhere, bro. I'm telling you.
Where's the weirdest place you've looked for something, yeah? That you know deep down is not there at all, but you thought,
There was one point, this one I was wearing glasses, yeah? So like, I still wear glasses now, but I just wear dailies, innit?
Yeah.
So when I wear my glasses in the evening, so like there was one time I was looking for my glasses like underneath the couch, but my couch here doesn't have stands, right? So you have to physically put your fingers underneath it and like lift it. You get what I mean? So I'm thinking my glasses can't get underneath there, but I had to double check anyways. My glasses were here. You know when you flick them up?
So
I flicked them up, yeah, and then they were on my head the whole time and I didn't know.
You must have looked like a madman.
No, but there was no one there. I think, you know, if someone had a clip, would you watch your whole life back with your parents, yeah? For 20 mil?
No, there's not money on this
mil.
Earth.
500 mil.
There's not money on this earth that would allow me to watch. So my mom and dad can see me clarting.
Yeah.
What?
Every single thing. I'm talking about every memory you have.
No, it's not worth it. That changes the scope of my relationship with them.
Yeah,
for
completely,
sure.
Yeah.
Like,
they'll still love you.
Do you think I would want to see my parents?
Yeah, no, never.
I don't want to see
that. That would make me sick.
That I'd vomit. I'd shit out my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would be absolutely livid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, baby.
No, but now you're 100 mil up. You know what I do? I'll spend 10 mil to erase my memory. There's someone out there that can do it.
There's not one.
No, there is. There isn't.
Memories of memories.
Even if I have to put the money in my ears.
Yeah, no, could never.
Yeah.
Ah. Imagine seeing your parents blast.
I don't want to talk about this.
Exactly. No, see? There's not enough money in the world.
There's nothing. There's just some things that will just scar you for life.
Do you know one thing that has scared me though? So when my son was born, obviously we used to have the monitor to just monitor him when he's sleeping and whatever, right? So one time I had the monitor in my hand. I had the monitor in my hand and then I'm walking into the room. So I'm walking into the room now and I'm looking at the monitor and I'm like, oh, he's sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him. And I looked at the monitor again and I see someone in there and I started bugging out. I shouted, brother, it's me. I'm looking at the monitor and I can see me and I literally, like, I jumped here and I fell on the floor. I was, bro, you know my heart, yeah? It felt like one of those movies, yeah? Like, I said, nah, that could never be me. Bro, I'm looking at the monitor in my hand. I'm like, then I'm looking at him.
I just thought of something now. Yeah, it's making me laugh. You know how people have, you know those walkie-talkies next to their thing? So they put a walkie-talkie next to the baby so you can hear it crying.
Yeah,
and you put one next to your bed so you can hear it, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you're mid-conk and all you hear is... Like, hearing beatboxing, but it's a newborn, yeah? I think my first reaction would be, someone's in there, but I go in there and there's no one in there. And I go back and I just say...
Imagine he goes, one more time, right?
That should be a skit. I swear to God.
One more time, right now. I would cry real tears. But the thing is, though, I think I'd look everywhere and I think that my partner is playing pranks on me.
No, but you look at her, she's conked. She's like she's done.
But then, okay, what happens when I look at the baby then? Okay, I look at the baby, I'm looking at him.
And he's just, and he's sleeping as well, yeah? And you go back to your room, you try to fall out of sleep, you just say,
oh, yeah, I'd be absolutely fuming.
I swear to God, I'd cry.
I'd actually
cry of laughter. I swear to God. Because no one would believe you after. All right, can I ask you a question? If you went 500 years into the past year, how would you prove it from the future?
My iPhone.
No, you don't have your iPhone. You just go back as you are now.
Tell them everything that's about to happen.
500 years, bro.
Yeah, I'll tell them. I'll say, listen.
Okay, 500 years. 500 years back in the day. So they ask you right now. Let's say this 500 years. Okay, you're from the future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who's the next prime minister?
There isn't a prime minister. There wouldn't be. There wouldn't be. 500 years. Who's the prime minister?
When did prime minister start?
Don't know. But I don't think it was 500 years ago.
Really?
No.
So what, did we just have like a monarchy?
I think it was monarchy. I think it was Queen Henry the First.
Oh, Queen Henry the First. Yeah, Queen Henry the First.
Oh, it would be, that's a good question.
But in the future, how do you even explain phones?
I'd say to them, guys, there's going to be a phenomenon called Young Thug and Gunna. They are going to make some elite music together.
But you're going to die. You're not going to be alive to witness that.
Okay.
I don't think I could prove I'm from the future.
No, I couldn't. No, but my cadence, the way I speak, would be different to them.
You're probably just a different guy. You're probably just, because this guy's a weirdo. Weirdos existed back then as well. But you'd be a weirdo. You'd be a weirdo, bro.
Yeah, no, I would.
Because how would you prove it from the future? Oh, they have iPhones. Oh, how'd you make them?
All right, cool. What I will do is if they gave me a chance and said, you got 30 minutes to revise everything you need to revise for this specific time zone you're going back to, they would think I'm like some sort of djinn because I'd know everything.
Yeah.
Like,
if they're doing back to 2010, I'm a billionaire.
No, I am a billionaire.
You know what I'm doing?
I'd know when, okay, rain's going to drop now, bam.
Yeah.
I'd tell everyone about COVID.
Tell everyone about COVID?
Yeah.
You know what I would do? 2016/17, I'm putting all my money, everything I can put, on Leicester win the league.
Oh my days.
Leicester win the league, that's what I would do.
Okay, but do you think, you as a person not being where you're supposed to be in that time would stop Leicester from winning the league?
No, because I wouldn't do it.
Okay, you know, like when things happen in life, do you feel like you contribute to things happening?
Somewhat, yeah. You may kick a rock, that rock, someone else kicked it, and then someone else kicked it, and then tripped over that rock, landed into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you know what made me think like that? You know, Final Destination?
Yeah.
You see how everything is about to just fuck
up. It starts off from something small.
From something small, yeah. And it all trickles down to the eventuality.
Someone flicking a cigarette.
Yeah. Then it...
Take your time. No, take your time, generally.
Sorry. Thanks. It's okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yeah, what would I do? What would be the top three things 2010? You go back into 2010 that you would...
Okay, I would really... Once it gets to like 2000 and like late 2019, yeah, I would desperately try to get a hold of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Don't get on, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's what I do, because that's one of my heroes. Love him. And so yeah, that's all I do. COVID can still happen. I enjoyed lockdown.
I think I would
start... Actually, I don't even want to say that. A lot of people died, you know.
Yeah, I'd start my YouTube channel earlier.
Yeah.
I'd start my YouTube channel earlier.
Yeah.
I would change my name to Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Like, I would be Mr.
You'll
Beast.
You'll take all of his video ideas.
Yeah, every idea he's got.
Yeah.
And I'd make a group called Sidemen Betas.
Yeah, Sidemen Betas Squad.
Yeah. You know what I'd reach out to? You know what I'd actually do? I think I'd reach out to every content creator and say, hey, let's make some videos. I've got this mad feeling that we're going to be the biggest groups in the world. Or I'd manage content creators.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine me managing Mr. Beast.
Bro, you know, as soon as Speed is born, I'm taking him
running. No. I'm going to Speed's house and I'm staying there. I'm staying in that crib. I'm saying, Mama Speed, Papa Speed, y'all need to get it together. Oh my days. You know what I'm doing?
What?
Lamine Yamal.
Yeah.
I'm going to fund Lamine Yamal's career.
Yeah. I'd give him everything. I'd raise him.
No, he's everything to me.
He generally means the world.
And I think I'd also mend David Beckham's and Brooklyn.
You do a lot in the football community.
Yeah, I would. I think football's me.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
All right, it's the end of the episode. I've been getting dough. I've been going shopping. I've been getting clothes. They've been getting smoked.
Oh, what's that melody from?
I don't even know. Wait.
That sounds like an actual song, but I don't know what song that is.
That's me.
Yeah?
These niggas asking questions. What do I do? I did a number two.
Yeah.
Violate me, I shoot from another coupe. I bought some trainers. That's another shoe.
Oh.
You violate me. That's another coupe.
Woo!
Coupe de ma.
Yeah.
Full fena.
Yeah.
Bra.
Yeah.
Where's the bra? All right, yeah, I'm gone.
I'm getting lightheaded right now.
Because we're fasting.
Yeah.
Everlasting.
I'm lightheaded.
Mm.
But that don't mean I'm light-breaded.
Ooh.
Light-shedded.
Ooh.
Light-fedded.
Okay.
Light-tedded.
Yes.
Light-medded.
Yeah. All right, guys, this has been Old and Bold. Thank you so much for everyone who has been watching, listening to Old and Bold for the last year. And hopefully there's many more years of me and Darkest Man, Old and Bold, of course. And thank you so much. For all your support, like, comment, and subscribe.
I eat sushi while I'm watching anime.
Anime.
Now that's what I call a crunchy roll. Now if I... Ooh, wee.
Get me out of this, man.
Damn. See? That was so good.
Come on, bro. All
right.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. All right, man. Nah, say nothing, G. I ain't got nothing, cuz. I promise you I'm good, G.
He said he got a crunchy roll.
Mm.
I took a stick to the anime fight. Now that's it. Nah.
Yeah. I mean, just, I think
can
we should.
Can we leave?
Can we?
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.